Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hola, socios. Hola, equipo. My name is Neil.
I'm Liam.
This is John Nurnberger from Kansas City, Missouri, USA.
Morey Field near Brisbane in Queensland.
Edinburgh.
Barcelona.
And I'm a socio.
I'm a socio.
I'm a socio of The Big Interview.
Hi, this is Taylor from Shenzhen, China, and I am a socio of The Big Interview. My favorite episodes are the insights from La Liga. Living out in China, I can't keep up with the league I love because of the kickoff times and the fact that it's just not covered out here. It's not very popular, which is very, very sad. And Graham and his insight really helps me to stay in touch with the league I love and the football I love.
Look, I'm going to make no bones about this. I want you to become a socio of The Big Interview. That means a member. That means joining us, subscribing and paying a couple of quid every month for the very best interviews that football can find you. 7.5 million listeners tell you it's a good investment. Right now, you're going to hear a short clip taken from my big interview with Quinton Fortune. In this excerpt, Quinton talks about seeing a young Cristiano Ronaldo for the first time at Manchester United and how the relentless teasing that the Portuguese was subjected to about his clothes, his skin, his teeth, his muscles, his stepovers, drove him on to be the great that he is today. It's a fascinating first-hand witness tale. You're also going to hear his fear when told at Atletico Madrid that he was going to make his debut against the original, brilliant Brazilian Ronaldo. Quinton Fortune is a joy to listen to because he takes utter joy about a life spent in football. My full interview with Quinton is available at patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Patreon is P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Subscribe now, join us, become a socio to listen to this episode in full, but also to listen to the back catalogue of members' interviews, socio interviews with people like Les Ferdinand, Troy Deeney, Roberto Di Matteo. There's a ton of them. Join us, support us, keep us alive, and damn well enjoy yourself. You will. We're recording this at a time when Cristiano is taking his first steps in Turin, his first steps at Juventus. Now, he's a big old brute of a man now. He owns everything that he touches.
Yep.
And therefore, he's not going to be timid. He's not going to be finding his way. Everybody's going to salute him everywhere he goes, probably including Maxi Allegri. Mm. But it wasn't that way when he came to United.
No, when Ronnie arrived, we played against him. Against Sporting on our last game of the pre-season. We just travelled from America, and I remember after the game I think Roy Keane was saying, I think that was one more too much because we were battered, we were finished. But that's our excuse. I felt for John O'Shea because he played on John O'Shea's side, and he was just,
John was a fullback that day.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Ronnie was just outstanding.
What, did you know anything about him before you played that game?
No.
It's just end of pre-season. Well, we've got a game against Sporting Lisbon.
There's a new stadium that I think they just opened.
Okay.
Yeah. And
building was, towards the Euro champs.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Even watching him while we were playing against him, he was just step over, cutting inside, both feet, just
a little bit Johannesburg.
Yeah, and that was his mentality at the beginning. He just wanted to embarrass people. I remember when he arrived there, he was happy just killing players in games and training. And he would come and speak to me like, this one. And I was laughing. But at the beginning, he just wanted to make sure he's going to destroy whoever was in his way. And enjoy that. He enjoyed that challenge. But for me, the thing that made Ronaldo so special was his mentality, his attitude, that self-belief. How can such a young player come with Graham, like,
the first person that told me this was Walter Di Salvo, who said that Cristiano, because they befriended each other, because as Cristiano adapted his mentality, he realised he needed it, or as he watched around him in that Manchester United training ground, he realised that a lot needed to change, not least his fashion sense, which we'll come on to later.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
But Di Salvo was one of those who helped him in his training regime, and he always said to Di Salvo, and Di Salvo told me that he was telling him that he wanted to be regarded as the best player ever, that was his objective, that he wanted Ballon d'Or, that he wanted to be the best player at United, but he wanted to be, he genuinely thought he could become the greatest player ever. And that's it, never mind Messi or any of the stuff that's bedeviled him in the subsequent years.
Yeah.
And he still thinks that he should be considered as the best ever, and that's what he's tilting at. But, like, so when you've always said that you love that mentality, but when you first meet somebody who says, I am the best, I want to be the best, does that automatically click with you? Did it automatically click with everybody? Because, again, I know there were people in that United environment who wouldn't have warmed to that.
Yeah.
Initially,
there must have been a few players, definitely, but and you could see it in training. But I enjoyed my time with Ronaldo because, first of all, the language, because he came to me because I spoke Spanish, so he would speak to me in Portuguese, so I would translate for him. And if he needed help, I would kind of explain what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And if they needed to tell Ronaldo something, they would speak to me, and that's how we ended up having a great relationship. But I think in that environment, because he was showing it on the pitch and in the games, there wasn't much players could say to him at the end. Yes, he wasn't, that the end product wasn't there yet, but what he was showing, everyone could see, this is ridiculous, he's unbelievable natural talent. He was beating people at ease, but at the same time he came with the confidence that he's telling people he wants to be the best. But until he brought that end product, there was friction because people wanted the ball at a certain time, and
Van Nistelrooy wanted. I mean, that's famous because, again, I've been told by people who were there about Van Nistelrooy reducing Ronaldo to tears because of his dad, and Kiros is your dad. I don't quite mean that.
Yep.
I'm interested in the positive way that learning off tough guys like Scholes and Neville and Rio and Keane.
Yep.
What clearly happened was that young, unformed Cristiano Ronaldo. Sometimes too, because football environments can be rough and demanding, and there's a lot of digging.
He got it every day.
That's my point.
He got it every day in training, because when Ronaldo arrived, he was doing all the fancy stuff. Not fancy stuff, I like to say skill, because he had the amazing ability. He was doing, beating people, going by, and it was beautiful to watch. But then at times, obviously players are clever, this is the high level, so they would just push you a nudge of the ball. And people would laugh, and like, we would tease him after, he got weights. And this would eat him. Oh my goodness. This would drive him absolutely mad. We would tease him saying, David Beckham's jersey is still there, so he's just borrowing the jersey. You know, that spot. This would infuriate him. He was like, no, I'm the best.
But he would go and do something about it.
He would go and train his socks off. Oh my goodness. That's why I say to young players now, when I have the opportunity to speak to them, if you want to be anywhere near Ronaldo, you have to live for football, eat football, sleep football. This guy was, he was doing that every single day. Came into the training, after training I was fortunate to see it, he put on the ankle weights and do the step overs, take off the ankle weights again, free kicks, sprinting, go to the gym, get stronger. And then you could see it a few weeks.
You see the difference?
He was getting stronger, he was getting more confident. People would be, and he was enjoying it. He was like, no one pushed me off the ball. And he got stronger. He never wanted for us to tease him again about someone pushing him off the ball.
You know, Rio told that story recently about how one day they were playing table tennis, and Rio beat him. And he went away and bought a table tennis table and practiced solidly.
He was a joke. The guy was ridiculous. We would beat him maybe once a game, and he would, honestly, we would enjoy that moment so much, Graham. Because we could tease him every single day. Ronnie, don't worry about it. And we could see it was just, he'll come back the next week, he would lose another game.
Yeah.
He'll beat everyone. He was just obsessed with winning.
Could there have been, it's unfair to ask you, could there have been a better environment But like when he was learning from those people, but Keane and Neville and Scholes and Giggs and Ferguson, you know, could there really have been a better environment for this guy who wanted to soak up all the hostias and then it went again and go, right, I'm going to change that, they'll never do that to me.
He got the best environment. He was so fortunate, the timing and the blessing he had, because the manager had the patience and the vision to keep playing him, because the manager knew the potential and could see the desire, and that's what sets him apart from all the young talented players. You could see the desire in Ronnie every single day. Like, he starts the box, he doesn't want to give the ball away. Yes, he was doing the tricks, but he's not giving the ball away, he's not going inside the box today in training.
When you say not going inside the box, that's United use boxes, but it's known around the world now as the rondos.
Yeah.
The concept's the same, but it's not a circle, it's a box. And there were grades of boxes at United, weren't there? There was the elite
senior box.
And you say go in the middle. But just describe that. Just that, you know, what was the level of boxes? Who played where? And what didn't he want to do when you say didn't want to go in the box? Describe that.
Well, this, you get the box with, obviously, you get Giggsy, Scholesy, Roy Keane, the senior players at that time. And then you get our box, the so-called youngers and a few foreigners. And it's two players in the middle. And it's 10 by 10. And when you go in the middle at the box at United at that time, it could be a while before you get out. And that's why this is the simple things. And that's when I'm doing my coaching badges now, and I have the opportunity to coach some players. I say to them, this is part of the game, this is part of training. Yes, we have fun, but this is what you do. This is when you watch Scholesy, they're fizzing at the bottom. When I arrived at United, I was watching them, I was thinking, what is going on here? What's David Beckham? This is Roy Keane, Dwight York, Andy Cole, one touch football. But then we move into possession game, they were doing exactly the same. And you wonder, like, oh, because they started exactly there, in that mentality, I'm not going into the middle, I'm not going to give a ball away. And this is what I try to encourage players. It's something small, but you have to train your mind, like, the way you touch it, that small touch, it can fizz into you, taking the pace of it. Scholesy was ridiculous. I mean, he was probably the best I've seen. And then Ronaldo just took it to another level. Wayne Rooney arrived. Oh, my goodness. But just that mentality. Yes, we have fun, but you keep those being...
And you started this anecdote by saying that Cristiano, although he had the tricks and some touch, he groomed himself to say, they're not going to put me in the middle. Yeah. Even if they ping the ball at me, my touch will be right, or my layoff will be right.
The first couple of times when he arrived, he was doing the tricks, give the ball away, and I go in the middle. But then we start taking the piss out of him. And when you do that to Ronnie, oh my goodness, he quickly figures it out.
It reminds me of Beckham in that instance, in that whoever throughout his career, including Glenn Hoddle, who you enjoyed training under at Chelsea, pushed him down, you knew he was going to push right back up again. Yeah. And in fact, the best thing that could happen to Beckham was somebody to cross him or somebody to go wrong, because then it was like, no, I'm not having that.
Well, Ronnie got a couple of times in training, people would go through him, and he's like, he figured it out, like, I had to be quicker, to be stronger, because obviously a couple of times when he arrived, he was diving a bit, and quickly had to understand, we don't do that here.
Mm.
You get up, we don't dive over unless you just show your strength. And he learned that in that environment.
So he wasn't told it, he just saw it, or people might have told him.
I think someone's manager probably spoke to him, but the few players definitely made sure they let him know without speaking to him, which means you get a couple of tackles in training. And quickly realise that I need to be quicker here. I need to think quicker. I need to be stronger. I don't want to be pushed off the ball. Players taking the piss out of me and stuff like that. So
we've sometimes talked about him together in a TV studio.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think there are times in his career where either his behaviour or his declarations about I'm not happy with them, how I'm treated at Madrid, or the money, or some of the... I mean, the change of look is radical. As every kid is allowed to do,
it's
between
amazing.
A kid and a man... His teeth have changed, his face has changed, his clothes have changed. You're smiling, but that's just maturing, and he likes his appearance.
Yeah.
That's not a criticism of me, but it's a fact.
Yeah. But this is all... I'm not saying because of us, but we were teasing him on this stuff. When he arrived with all the stuff in his face, we were teasing him about his teeth. So all this was just, like I said, in the hard environment, anything the player can find to get you.
Yeah,
they will use
every club.
His gear. Oh my goodness, his gear would be hanged up every day. We would abuse him for the tightest pants ever. He would wear. We're like, Ronnie, that pants is tight. And he was like, nah, that's great. No, Ronnie, there's a difference. You got to have air in between the pants. But that was him, and he took it on board until he started to be able to speak back. And when he was able to speak back, and oh my goodness, it was all over.
But as you've enjoyed the rest of his career, do you find it easier? Because some people, in my opinion, don't appreciate what we've been seeing because they don't like plucked eyebrows or they don't like the preening or his goal celebration. What occurs to me over and over again, maybe because I'm a little bit older, maybe because I've got a little bit of common sense, waking up.
Yeah.
In our working lifetime, we might not see this again.
Ronaldo, what people see from the outside is, it's a show. When you speak to Ronaldo like this, like we do now, it's a different human being.
Thank you. Can I offer what I think? Bright, often very witty.
Yeah.
You know, definitely a funny guy, but a big working brain in there, no?
Amazing human being. Does a lot of things, good things in the choir that people don't know about, but doesn't probably want people to know that he does good things. But amazing mother, family, sister, brother, good family people. Funny guy. Oh my goodness. Just someone that I saw that took football to another level when I arrived at United.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, you've got an idea for a business, the store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
The moment that stood for me out at Atletico Madrid was obviously making my debut when against Barcelona, and they had for me probably the closest player or the thing we're going to get to Pelé was Ronaldo from Brazil. And I say this out in the open because I love Cristiano Ronaldo, I love Messi, Neymar, Ronaldinho, but this guy was...
Describe the Ronaldo of those days.
You, like I just mentioned, all those players, you take Ronaldinho, you take Messi, you take Cristiano Ronaldo, you take Neymar, you put all those together and maybe you get Ronaldo. And I stand the generation now which like probably see I'm crazy, but the guy was just crazy. It was unfair to the rest. He could run with the ball. He knew when, because sometimes you get players that are very quick, but they don't have the intelligence. He knew how to play in between the lines. He can get it to feet. He could do the step over if he needed, if he wanted to, but there was an end product. He was ruthless. Oh my goodness. I remember, like I said to you, when I did the TED talk, I'm sitting on the bench and I was like, okay, I want to see what this Ronaldo is. And I just remember our fans killing him because he was going out with a blonde Brazilian girl then.
Yes, it's Susana Werner. Susana.
And they started to sing about Susana and I'm thinking,
don't get him.
Okay. So the first half finished and we down 3-0. Ronaldo scored the hat trick. He's angry. So the second half starts, and they had, this is, look at this team. They had Figo, Pep Guardiola, Ivan de la Peña. Oh my goodness.
What a player.
I remember,
Giovanni, the Brazilian, might have been there.
Or Rivaldo. But I just remember Ronaldo stood out to me, and Figo. And Antic calls me, and he says, Fortuna, come, venir. And I'm like,
your Fortuna in Spanish,
Fortuna.
Okay.
So I'm of course, this is my senior debut. I didn't get to do that at Tottenham, So now I'm going to make my professional debut. This is against all the teams in the world is Barcelona. Yeah. Stood in the halfway line, excited to get on. And he goes to be a mocking Ronaldo. Talk about starting someone's career and finishing it at the same time. He should have just called me off then and said, like, you know, you might as well go and get changed because I think Ronaldo just finished your career.
Gee, thanks, coach.
Thanks, manager. But, oh, my goodness. He played against Atletico Madrid that season. I think 3 times he scored 9 goals. And I remember that season, that's the season our right back, it was called Jelly.
Correct.
And he did the bit of skill where he takes it that way and he brings it back. And I remember the next day in the Marca, they had like clip for clip to see just Jelly's facial expression, like where's it going? And but he was, oh my goodness. It's hard to see him the way he is now, because when he was playing, it was just...
He's always claimed that he was kept at an unnatural weight, particularly at PSV, where he's even skinnier than he was at Barcelona and at his best at Inter Milan. And one of the things that it looked from a distance to me that he had was he was very powerful too. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't just a sprint away from you. He would turn you. If you leaned into him, he'd push back.
Everything, Graham, that you can imagine as for a footballer to have, the guy had.
He also had amazing finishing power, right?
When he got the opportunity...
The angles were really good. I seem to remember he always kind of knew where a keeper might be unbalanced.
Yep.
And a lot of the finishes were slid.
Yep.
I mean, he had power if he wanted it, sure.
Yep.
And the step over, if you're 1-on-1,
eight times out of ten, the keeper's
going to lose that one. But he did snooker finishes, from my understanding, which mean that you've got peripheral vision, but also your timing about wait till the keeper can't make a move there. And it looks as if the keeper's done nothing.
Yeah.
I think keepers must have hated him, not just because of being scored against all the time, but he made them look like statues.
Yeah.
When it was all about, like, if I go now, he's on his left foot and I'll put it there and he can't move.
But, you know, when you spoke about the skill level in terms of kids want, in South Africa, kids want to do entertain, he could do that bit of skill, but the thing that made him so special and the best was he does a skill, beat you, and he scores.
Yeah.
That's what we need to cut.
It's the hold.
It's the hold.
The hold, yeah, that's...
He would leave you to death.
I really hope you're enjoying these shows. We've got huge plans, but we do need your help to make them happen. Go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter right now to become a socio, a member, to join us, to support us. You'll get an extra big interview every month, plus lots of other bonus content. Last season, our members got 9 exclusive big interviews, including Rafa van der Vaart, Troy Deeney, and Roberto Di Matteo. So go to patreon.com/Graham Hunter. Do it now, please.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.